like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
This is It's Movie Time, and it's Spielberg time. So we for sure are not ignoring Steven Spielberg's new movie, Ready Player One. Hope, can you tell it's Spielberg?
This is so Spielberg of a movie. It's like a Spielberg movie inside an ode to Spielberg movies is what it is. It's this gamer fantasy. The film loves video games in the way that the Lego movie loved Legos, which I think is its biggest charm, is that it's authentic to what it is trying to do.
Yes.
But it also is it's like this thin plot line completely surrounded by 80s pop culture references. Who better than Spielberg, right? Just an 80s pop culture fanboy's icon.
Ironically, the guy who's responsible for most of the...
Absolutely. Right. And I mean, even the core story, which is about a ragtag group of misfit kids who have to shake off the establishment to save the world. I mean, how Spielberg is that?
Somehow there's a variation of looking for home.
Oh, absolutely.
The visuals are spectacular,
yes,
I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would like to go to a zero gravity dance after this. But
you know what I loved? I wanted the Shining video game.
The Shining, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of all the pop culture references, they give most time.
The Shining. There's also a lot of Back to the Future in this movie.
Well, that's
great
true.
Deal.
King Kong appears.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, and you got a little Jurassic Park.
That's right. You have T-Rex
in
there.
Spielberg's own T-Rex. You're not going to see E.T., for example. There are not a lot of Spielberg's own films. There are a lot of films that he produced or executive. Because I think when the book came out, it was considered unmakeable primarily because it is nothing but copyrighted images. And I think people thought, well, we're never going to be able to get all of, you know, the rights to all of these. But I don't think the Iron Giant, I don't think the DeLorean for Back to the Future, I don't think those are in the book, but they're iconic 80s pop culture references, 90s really, Iron Giant. And Spielberg has access to them. So just one more brilliant stroke of having Spielberg direct this movie.
It's set in Columbus, Ohio, but it's 2045 and Ernest Cline, the writer, is from Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, 90% of the movie is inside this oasis, which is a virtual reality where all games are played all the time. It's just a world where everybody prefers to live as opposed to the actual pretty post-apocalyptic looking Ohio.
Yeah, trailers piled up on trailers.
Yeah.
And he's falling in love.
Right. Olivia Cooke, who is in Thoroughbreds right now, who's just amazing in Thoroughbreds. And then the kid is Ty Sheridan from Mud. He's an X-Man. I mean, he's a talented kid.
Spielberg kind of downplays him and Cooke. But of course, they're juxtaposing their virtual images with their real.
Right.
I visited a college class as a lecturer recently. I walked in 10 minutes prior to the class. And there are 13 students there. Every one of them was on a smartphone.
Oh, I'm sure.
I am so depressed.
It speaks to, I think, a future that the real life future is so grim and horrible that people are more and more compelled to this escapist fantasy. And also, you know, I think you can make a metaphor for just filmmaking as well. A lot of escapist ideas.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of why it's so passion, such a passion project maybe for Spielberg. Although the end, I think, tips its hat toward, you know, like, let's not go overboard.
This is Steven Spielberg after all.
Yeah.
And so it ends up in reality.
Mm-hmm.
We're not spoiling it at all by saying that it tips in favor of reality. And it has to do with love.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do finding place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, a whole bunch of things that I like very much.
My biggest issue with the film is as enjoyable as it is, because it's really just, it overwhelms you with just color and dazzle and fun references. The story itself is nothing you haven't seen 150 times.
Yes.
You just haven't seen it with, you know, Godzilla and The Shining. And, you know, so it's fun to watch, but it's not one of those you're going to like look back on 30 years as one of the Spielberg greats.
You know, when you throw out E.T.,
mm-hmm.
or you threw out
Raiders of the Lost Ark, Jaws,
right? Or
Saving
Close Encounters,
Close Encounters,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, these are firmly fixed because
among the greatest of all
time. And I think that there's substantial, and maybe that's the conclusion I finally made. It lacks a substance.
Yes, I agree with you. I do.
But Spielberg is 71.
Yeah,
he's certainly showing that he still has it.
Oh, that there's no question there. I mean, to be able to go from The Post just a few months ago,
right.
You know, to this. Wow.
Great comment. Yes.
Wow.
It is. All right, Hope Madden. The film is Ready Player One. What grade would you dare to give this?
I'm going to give it a B.
Oh, I'm a B as well.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Read reviews and listen to shows online at WCBE.org.